basically holding in the last figure, the Gavi that Loch is Lashon Hara. There's a Chiddush in the Rambam. There's a Moedik in Rambam in Hilchas Deis, Perek Zayin, where he brings a Moedik Chiddush in Lashon Hara that other people don't know. Says the Rambam as follows. Let's say a person would speak something that if theoretically this item of speech would be heard and passed ish mi pi ish from fellow to fellow to fellow, which eventually could lead to damage if people that get this information would know it and take it wrongly, whatever it may be, and would do certain financial or other damage. Zug du Rambam hare ze loshen hora. Let me explain. It's a tremendous chiddush in the Rambam that a lot of people don't know this. Nichman the sugya loshen hora. Says the Kesef Mishnah. The Kesef Mishnah brings the famous Gemara in Shabbos Lama Gimel on the base. Everybody knows this Gemara from Lagboime. Who doesn't know this Gemara, Lagboime? So the Kesef Mishnah of a Mayudik Gemara. The Gemara tells us a famous Maisa, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, Bechule. And they were all sitting together. And Rabbi Yehuda commented how beautiful the Maisim of this Umar is. The Haile was referring to the Romans, and the Romans of the Gemara, the Mazmashtikel, that the Romans built beautiful bridges, and they built beautiful bathhouses, and they did beautiful infrastructure in Rome. And he was commenting on how beautiful it is. Comes along Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, and says Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, whatever they did, don't think for a minute they did it for anybody else. Don't think for a minute they did it for the Oilam. So Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, they did it for themselves. Anything that they did was only for themselves. Now, one thing we do know is that Rudi Mengoris, he went out and he told the Talmidim, which eventually, ish nipi ish, led to this information that what Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said against the Romans to get back to the government, it went back to the Romans, which caused the Romans to come looking after him to try and get him, which eventually caused him, obviously, to go into the cave with the sun and there for the whole 12 years, against the kind of Maisa that we know it as we know it today. As the Maisa of the Rambam, because the Mishnah brings this Gemara, as the raya of what the Rambam said, that if a person speaks something, if a very, very big, because we're not speaking over here of the Dover that we've discussed until now. Until now, we know Lashon Hara as a derogatory, negative statement against your friend. All of a sudden, comes along the Rambam as Masv with the Kesef Mishnah, Peter Gemara, Shabbat, Shabbat, Gimel, is that if a person speaks something that's totally not negative, nothing wrong, nothing bad, but if by saying it, which will eventually lead on to he'll tell him and he'll tell him, which eventually will get to the wrong ears, who will affect the original person. So the Rambam, this is Lashon Hara. Right? This is Lashon Hara. From the Rambam, we have a tremendous, tremendous yesod. That if you say things against other people, even if they're not bad b'chalal, but if eventually the wrong person will hear, and it will cause negative consequences, harizeh Lashon Hara. Says with Nissan Karelis, for anybody that doesn't exactly know how to apply this halacha l'maisa, very interesting halacha. We're missing credits from the Nebrax as a Moedik HaChiddush. I'll pee this Rambam. He wants the Taino as follows. He wants the Taino. Can you imagine if a person made an extension or he built his marpeset, he closed it in, which in this country is not 100% legal. Again, I'm not getting into all the legalities, whatever, right now. He did something against 100% whatever the law. It was nothing illegal, mamish, oh, but whatever. So we're missing credits. And you tell someone that, hey, you know him? He just built an extension. Is there anything bad about that statement? Would anybody here in a million years think this is nichlal in Hilchos Lashon Hara? Not in a million years, because you wouldn't even find this in the same Chofetz Chaim. Or the Zogu Misikamelech, this is nichlal in the Rambam. Because if I'm going to tell my neighbor, he's going to tell his friend, who's going to tell his brother-in-law who works for the area, who will tell their superior that somebody... And the kids say, what's going to happen is they're going to come and they're going to start fining him and they'll start taking it down and all sorts of terrible things. So you thought you said something seemingly harmless. A simple fellow over here, my neighbor, made an extension. He closed up his marpeset, whatever it was, which eventually can lead to the wrong person hearing it. So the reason Karmelitz is nichlal in this Rambam and the Mela, it's a shayla of Lashon Hara. Now, Alkan basically are a sikkim of a lot of the halachos of Lashon Hara again, about that every person should be kuveya, a zman to learn the halachos of Lashon Hara, al pi the sefer, Chofetz Chaim, the Limajoni of the Manishtar Rosh Hashiva Zatzal, in order to know it better. And like we said, every person will realize he will see Yeshua in his life. Over. want to speak out a different inyan, the gabbai lashon hara, and that is what happens to do tshuva. How do you do tshuva for lashon hara? Right? Now you forgot, oh Hashem, we know a shtick of hilchos lashon hara, we know that we were probably, obviously I speak for myself, were over on lashon hara a few times a day minimum. What do we do? So, Avada Nabada, we have to know number one, the best eitz of a tshuva is what Reb Chaim Kanievsky once told me when I asked him the following shaila. I said, if someone is neshav basavachol, what does he do? And a fellow came over to me this Shabbos, same shaila, he said to me, by mistake, he killed a mosquito. No, what's the kapara? Oh, Hashem, he's like, where did the kasha people are asking? They were over in the issa, they know it was awesome, whatever it was. Now they want to do a kapara, now they want to do a tshuva. So I told him what Reb Chaim Kanievsky told me. Chaim Kanievsky once told me, I was by Bnei Brak and I asked him this shaila, and he told me, Klah, if you learn the halachas, Memela, he told me in Gabi Basav Cholov, if you learn the Chochmas Odom, so it leads a person to a shtikl tshuva. And the Chofetz Chaim says the same thing, that there's nothing better than doing tshuva. If a person realizes he was over, or he will continue to be over on the Aloch of the Lashon Hara of the Chofetz Chaim, the best eitzah you have is sit down, make a chavusa, make a zman kavua to learn the Aloch of the Lashon Hara, and Memela, that's the first step for doing any tshuva whatsoever. That's number one step of doing tshuva. The second step of tshuva has to be like this. Says the Chofetz Chaim in Klal Dalet, it all depends on the person that you spoke to. Did he accept it or did he not accept it? Explains the Chofetz Chaim as follows. If the person when you spoke the Lashon Hara to, now by the way, this means now you have to start going through your head in every single person that you spoke to about somebody else, and try to figure out the matzav, whether he was yeah or not, mekabel. Oh, as we continue. If the person that you spoke to did not believe what you said, so choshev elcha yid, he said, I'm not mekabel. I don't believe you. So b'meila, what the person, the subject that you spoke about, was not lessened anyway in his eyes, because they didn't believe you. Not the hainu. You said to your chavrusa that there's a certain fellow over there doing certain aveiros, and the chavrusa, do me a favor, I didn't believe what you're saying, it's rubbish. Rubbish. So he didn't look at this fellow, he doesn't look at this guy any less than previously. So in the main of the Lashon Hara that you said didn't affect anyone. Said the Chofetz Chaim in Klal Dalet. In that case, the halacha is as follows. In that case, the halacha is that it's an aveira ben odom lamokim. Not ben odom lachaveira. Because nothing actually happened. Now, ben odom lamokim don't be mazal in it. I've heard of ben odom lamokim with you in the Rebbeinu Shalayla. It's a choshev ezach, it's very, very chomot. But it means that all you have to do is tshuva. Simple tshuva, which the Rambam helps us tshuva, as we know it, but the Yoyna, is you do the three steps, the charata, the kabbalah abba, and the vidoy, yaitza, you have done tshuva. This is all if the person that you spoke to about him didn't believe what you said. And if he didn't believe it, look, it wasn't lessened in his eyes whatsoever. Now, what's more nageya is the next part. Zot l'chofetz chayim. If the person you spoke to did believe you, if he took what you said as truth, and he looked at this fellow, right? The other guy that he was speaking about. He looks at him less. He looks at him not so gishmak, right? You were speaking about a certain person. Look what he does. He does this. He acts this way. He says this. He does all these sorts of things. And he's like, oh, what's going on? This. And he believes everything you said. That means what he's done is, you basically made someone else look worse, look less than somebody else's eyes. Zot l'chofetz chayim, in that case, because you've done damage, you have to ask the person that was affected, the fellow that you spoke about, and you must tell him, I spoke Lashon Hara against you, tell him what you said, I would like to do tshuva, I would like you please to be moichel me. Now, if that's the case, I think that's the best thing to do. However, there's a Mishnah Berurah in Simon Tov Yishvav, says the Mishnah Berurah Mefurish, very, very important. Even if you don't, he doesn't know what was said, Dahainu, you go up to a guy, he doesn't know what you said about him, Zuk the Mishnah Berurah Halacha Lemaisa, the Chofetz Chaim. You've got to go along and you've got to tell him what you said against him. Right? Now, said the Chofetz Chaim sometimes, and this is probably often the case, I dealt with a fellow that was involved tremendously in using Yonim, and he said tremendous things against other people, and the kids had to go and tell these people would be a tremendous tzar. So I told him what the Chofetz Chaim said. Chofetz Chaim says, if I'm going to go up to a guy and say, hey, let me tell you, I said these juicy things about you, this and you, this and this, the guy's going to go absolutely mad. He'll have a tremendous tzar from it. Sorry, most people are in the Chabami. So says the Mishnah Berurah, in that case, it depends on what you said. Sometimes you said something, I didn't mean it, I thought, and he'll say, say that, it's okay. But in a case where you said something bad, and he'll get upset, he'll get upset with what you said. So the Chofetz Chaim, then don't tell him what you said. That's the Chofetz Chaim. However, Rabbi Sol Salanter has famously quoted, the best that brings him down, is that as follows, and this is probably more negated to anybody. And he says that the Maisa, most times if you start telling him, I spoke Lashon Hara against you, I said some juicy things against you. Now, what is it? What do you tell him? No, I don't want to tell you. That alone is going to give him sack. The fact that he hears that you were busy spreading rumors against him, or you were telling him, or telling other people all bad things about him, that's the essence of sack. So maybe Rabbi Sol Salanta said, this is probably the meaning that people go around saying, will you be moichel me for anything I might have said or called against you? And the guy says, yes. So Rabbi Sol Salanta, most times that's going to be the game. Because most times the guy will be lapid or get sour from it. So most times, if you know, mikan lahago, you know that you spoke against somebody else, you go up to the fellow and you say to him, not after tomorrow morning, because I'll probably understand that you came from the shir, and maybe it's not Lashon Hara against him, but in a regular matzah, that's something you don't want to have to wait till Yom Kippur, because Chas v'Shalom, who knows where we'll be at that stage. Over. Right? That seems to be the minigin klaliz on Zuppi B'Sol Salanta's B'Davka. To go to people and tell them, can you please be moichel me? I might have spoken, I might have said something against you, and therefore I'd like you to be moichel me. Now, that's very, very gishmak. Avad and avad, if somebody comes to you and asks you for mechila, avad, you shouldn't be cool about it, as we know, Chashon Chazal, kol ha'mavil midoisa ma'virin loy al kol pshar. If a person is ma'avil midoisa, he says, yes, I'm moichel, you believe shalim. So the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, midah keneged midah, is moichel him for anything he does. And I just like, you know, obviously, every person here would like to be judged in that way from the Ribbono Shel Olam, so that's how we have to judge everybody else. Now, avad and avad, if a person with kind of does hear Lashon Hara, you should be machpid not to believe whatever he hears. Be very careful. Next time you're listening to Chavusa, or Nachas Hashem Midafu to Chavusa, whatever, you're listening to some conversation on the phone, you're speaking to some Nachutzot, whatever, and he starts telling you this, and I said this thing, and that thing, and this later Zachar, and this later Zachar. Don't believe it. It's the most important thing to do. Part of the best thing is to close the phone, close your ear, that Lashon HaGemara and Ksuvah is over there, is put your fingers in the ear, that's the dafka, what we said in the beginning. While your fingers are made in a certain way, and they have an earlobe, they can put it inside. But about if you can't do that, switch off the phone and tell them, oh, sorry, I think there was a wrong connection over there. And the main person should not listen to it. If you have to, or you already listened to it, do not be mekabel. Yeah, no, basically, you have to read this. We're dealing with an issue over here, with an aver over here that is extremely difficult to get every kapara. Why? Because that means you have to go to every person that you ever spoke Lashon Hara against and start being moichel. And that's difficult. I remember I was in a certain yeshiva in Yerushalayim, there were certain people that felt it was necessary to start burning all the garbage in the garbage can in the bins. And those huge things. And the fire that went up and the smoke that went up was so disastrous. But I think for 2 days, this thing was smoking. Everybody had to close their windows. I remember in this yeshiva, the Rebbe over there said that whoever is responsible, he didn't know himself who it was, he was just saying, whoever is responsible has to ask mechila from every single person who lives in any distance that the smoke got to him, that he had to close his window and he was putting the tzar because of you. Now that's very difficult. Now that can be done. You literally have to go and knock on hundreds and hundreds of doors, but the Maisi, you could do it, right? Half of you should lie, take a few days, over it's done. Lashon Hara, you speak about the amount of people that we speak about. It's unbelievable. And this I want to speak about for a few more minutes, because this I think is very, very important, and these are going to be the closing words for the sugya, Baruch Hashem, that we're zeichah to, of Kerech HaDibur. Number one, Chazal tell us that the einish that a person receives, the punishment that a person receives for Lashon Hara, is bedafka tzoras. Right, we know it for many averis, mid 10, some say 10, 11, 7, the different averis, we know Gaiva, for example, Gneva, for example, a person swears falsely, for example, the most famous one that we know, because the Chofetz Chaim tells us, and we know from Miriam, from the Torah, is tzoras when you speak Lashon Hara. The shayla is, what about nowadays? Is there such a thing of tzoras nowadays? So, in the Sadr Zak, there's a Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Tumas, tzoras, says a Lashon like this, v'chol eis v'chol rokoi, that tzoras applies in all times, in every place. As those mashim also in the Chinuch, in Mitzvah Kus HaMachdes, and it made it seem to be mashmur for the Rambam, tzoras applies even as well as that. The Chofetz Chaim. Now, the Chofetz Chaim didn't live that many years ago, right? There are people who are alive, even today, that were zoichet to have seen the Chofetz Chaim. And the Chofetz Chaim said that tzoras is the onus that a person receives for speaking Lashon Hara. And the Chofetz Chaim is not telling it even nowadays. So, why is there such a thing called tzoras? Right, the Shulchan Aruch, as we know, can you do a Kama Mekoymes, the Rosh, and the Torah say that a bad of the Shulchan Aruch, but Etzim was Oisik and Dvorim that are negayah to us. And the Shulchan Aruch tells us, it was tzoras. So the Meila, it could be it's negayah. There's a Mordek Yayvitz. There's a Yayvitz in Shevitz Yayvitz. And the Chenik Aleph, some Kuvlam Neches. So the Yayvitz nowadays is an unbelievable thing. He says sometimes a person can get a skin rash, and he won't know what it is. Sometimes, depending on the circumstances and the appearance, it has a din of tzoras, and the Meila could be also to remove it. Person has to associate Shetan Yayvitz. Even more than that, unbelievable. There is a Rashi's Chochmah. The Rashi's Chochmah says that nowadays, love dafka the tzaras is on a physical level. It's on a spiritual level. It affects the person in a spiritual well. Rashi's Chochmah. And maybe a person has to be careful from such a thing. But they say, let's take 2 minutes to finish up the Lachos Lashon Hara, and then we'll finish with a great story, the Maisa of Yizin Yonim. And that goes as follows. But I said, let's take a simple thing. The Munsi meat scandal. Right, somebody told me this a while ago. I don't remember what it was from. Mayudikavot. The Munsi meat scandal, we know what happened over there, Kiyadua. Again, we're not speaking out who's responsible, why, how it happened, why it happened. Not a yeah to us. Oh, but one thing we do know. The Munsi meat scandal affected a tremendous amount of people. The people, A, who lived in Munsi, that bought this meat, that cut, you know, that ate it, that put it in their ovens, that put it onto their kalim, that put it onto the utensils, that sent it out to different people. We had chasnas over there, that people came all over the place, that ate over there, they took it back for their families, they put it in their ovens, they put it in their utensils. And you can imagine, it's just spreading and spreading and spreading. There are tens, if not even hundreds, of thousands of people that were eating treif mamish over the period of time that happened to be that terrible, terrible Aveira, the terrible Zah of the Munsi meat scandal. Now, if I say, sorry? I want to plug this in now to Lashon Hara. Let's just imagine, right? Let's just imagine you're in shul. You're in shul having a simple schmooze with your friend. And your friend comes over to you, about 10 minute schmooze, very simple, 10 minute schmooze. And his friend says to you, hey, you know that guy? You know what he did? You know what he got up to? You know what they say about him? Blah, 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 blah. Lashon Hara, right? So you've spoken about him, you said it in shul, you probably said it during Kaddish, a couple of other days going on. Your friend turns to you and says, what are you talking about? His whole family's like that. Oh, very good. You've now spoken against his entire family. Then the guy turns around and says, what are you talking about? The guy's from New York. Of course he's like that. So now you've spoken to Lashon Hara against the guys in New York. So it could be in a 10-minute conversation with your friend. Simple, innocent conversation, 10 minutes. You've been over on more Aveiros than the whole Munsi meat scandal. Unbelievable, I'm going to say. Just think for a moment what the repercussions of that is. Because that's unbelievable. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky once said, how is it that the Chofetz Chaim was zoicha to have his words written and used medayik mashmoyes, and people sit on Mishnah Berurah with Shaimez Zatzal, sat on Mishnah Berurah for years and years and years, being medayik in every single word. How is he zoicha to such a thing? Zukub Yaakov Kamenetsky, there's only one answer. When a person is makbit on the words that he speaks and how he speaks fully and how it affects somebody else, so many his words become so harsh, and we said this so many times, when a person is makbid in the words that he uses, then the Rebbeinu Shalom will listen to his words. It's a mudik of a couple of mice of the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish once commented on the following Gemara. There's a Gemara in Megillah, the Pichasim and Aleph, that says as follows. Milo besela, right? A word is a seller, right? Shtikusa betray. Quiet, silence is two. Said the Chazon Ish as follows. From here you see, lo chayu, that's what the Chazon Ish. It's better to be quiet than speak. Why? Because then the Gemara in Megillah, that when you speak it's two, but when you're quiet it's two, but when you speak it's only one. Zut the Chazon Ish, Weisstein, it's better to be silent. Or Zut the Chazon Ish, no. That's not the Pshat in the Gemara. Zut the Chazon Ish, Azoi. In a time that a person is meant to speak, then the Dibur is even more choshev. Because every word is a seller. Every word that is meant to be speaking is Och HaSela, Och HaSela, Och HaSela. But Sheinke, when you're quiet, it's only two, and that's it. A fellow came to the Chazon Ish, a Chosen, Choshev Ben Toira, he was a Chosen. He came to the Chazon Ish together, please give me the schus of having you by my Chasina. The Chazon Ish was old, he was very weak. He said, I'm terribly, terribly sorry, I can't make it. It's terribly difficult for me to come to Chasanas, I can't do it. And the Chasan was pushing me, please, please, you're all the Chasan, is that a Chasan Ish by my Chasana? And he said, I'm sorry, I can't do it, I really feel bad. And passion and prayer, and the Chasan said, nothing I can do about it, I'm weak, I'm tired, Pusha can't do it. So he left. He said, the people close to the Chasan Ish, said the Chasan Ish, come on, why does it make the guy feel good? He said to him, listen, Billy Nader, I'll try and come to your Chasana. And he feels good. No, you don't come. He said, Billy Nader, no, bye. The Chazon Ish said a modika yisoid. So the Chazon Ish, when it comes to me, bli neida with a neida, it's exactly the same chomer. Speech is speech. Dibur is dibur. You have to realize how chomer it is. One last thing that the Chazon Ish said also. The Chazon Ish one time had a chavrusa with a young fellow and they decided to learn the sechtes nedarim. the Chazon Ish decided to give this fellow a shtikel hakdama. Hakdama in the Masechtos Nedarim. Listen to the hakdama what he said. Give him a psichas to Masechtos Nedarim. He said, unbelievable what he said. He said, Me'ikir hadin, me'ikir hadin. Every word that a human being says is as chomer as a neder. Just, the Rebbein Shlomo Poshel had rachmonus on the person. Because I can imagine every word that you say is a din of a neder. Maybe the Rebbein Shlomo had rachmonus. And almost only today when you say something with a neder, it's got a din of a neder. Oh, but zut the Chazon Ish be'etzem. Be'etzem, ikar din, so to speak. Every word that we say has got a din of a neder. It's a very, very shtar zach. I want to finish with one ma'isa, which I think finishes off the inyonin that we've been speaking about the last 2 weeks, published in a beautiful manner, and that's as follows. There was a certain Rav, the ma'isa Shehoya, there's a certain Rav that was coming back from Monsi off late night chasana, and he was driving back from Monsi. The kitzah, he realized that it's at 2 o'clock in the morning, he's tired after the chasana, he's dancing, he's saying, hey, chosim, bekala. The kids is tired, and he realizes this is dangerous. You know, if I don't go get something, coffee, or get something, sugar, whatever, to wake me up, it's dangerous to drive this way. His eyes are closing and closing. He's looking for a place to go. 2 o'clock in the morning, everything is closed. Every shop is closed. Nothing to talk about. Eventually, he sees that these little square like neon lights. Hot coffee. Look, okay, he says hot coffee. Right there. Let's go out and check it out. 2 o'clock in the morning, a little bit of a dangerous thing to go for a rabbi to start pulling up to some hot coffee place in the middle of nowhere. But he figures, this is my only choice. Otherwise, it's a kuach nefesh. Nope. So he goes into the shop. He sees, you know, these ham sandwiches. And ooh, this is like a really bad place for a rabbi to be at 2 o'clock in the morning. But he said, Bekor Nevesh, that's what I'm going to do. Out comes the shopkeeper over there. Right? These real big jeans, you know, like the rip, you know, the rips that you buy with the rips. Chalais with the earring. Mamash, I answered up with the Yankee t-shirt over there. Mamash, a real geschmacky eat. Oh, no, they eat. The kid, sir, he walks in, and the guy sees him. There's a rabbi standing there at 2 o'clock in the morning. His face lights up. Ah, shalom. And then an Israeli, 2 o'clock in the morning, serving coffee in the middle of somewhere in America. No, so he says to them, okay, Shalom Aleichem, the rabbi says. So the guy says to him, oh gosh, what's it with you, Americans? You don't even know how to speak Hebrew. Shalom Aleichem, Aleichem is plural. That's not what you say to someone. That's not what you say to someone. He says, you say Shalom, you don't say Shalom Aleichem, Aleichem is plural. The rabbi thinks, oh, this is what I'm getting a musa shmooze from this guy with the ripped jeans and the Yankee t-shirt and the ear. So he thinks to himself, what can I answer back? And he thinks, oh, what do you think to say? He says, no, because we know that every single person is not by himself. Every person has a malach, ki malach ha kitzavaloch, right? Yishpoch b'chol d'rechecho. Every person is accompanied with malachim. So I wasn't only talking to you, I was also saying to malachim, shalom aleichem, okay. And the guy said, what are you, crazy? What, you think of fairy tales, malachim, angels, you must be out of your mind. Rabbi, take a coffee, cold to have a nice journey. And that was the end of the story. Let's say that. A few weeks later, back for another Talmud's chasana in Monsi. Again, same scene, Rabbi Sai. 1:30, 2 o'clock in the morning, his eyes are drooping down. He realizes, I've got to go get a coffee. What do I do now? Starts looking for every single shop. Every shop is closed. The kitzah, deja vu, he sees the square over there, hot coffee, neon lights. He said, listen, what choice do I have? Kuach Nefesh. And he goes over there, pulls up the car, and he walks inside. As soon as he walks inside, right, the same guy, the same Yankee t-shirt, the same ripped jeans, the same earring, walks over to him and says, Ata mekalkel et hachayim sheli. You ruined my life. And the rabbi said, ruined your life? What are you talking about? He says, every time, as soon as you left that shop, as soon as you left the store that night, I was going to tuck into a beautiful ham and cheese sandwich. Then I thought to myself, hold on a second, there's malachim. I've got malachim watching me. I can't eat a ham sandwich. You've ruined my life. I can't do anything now, Asa, because now, think of this malachim. You possibly ruined my life. Give me a coffee and off he went. And the rabbi was just wondering. He said, this is unbelievable. I said something that L'chora didn't mean anything. I didn't even know why I said it. Oh, but the koyach of dibur is so much that we have no idea how much it can affect somebody else. And again, we've discussed this over the last few shiurim, that we have to realize, like the post can say, that when a person injures someone physically, it heals. But when you injure someone with words, it can last for many, 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 many years afterwards. And we have to realize that the Rebbeinu Shlomo gave us a koyach. He put us the koyach more than an animal. The koyach of dibur, the koyach of speech is such a koyach that we have that we can ruin somebody's life, the David, David's mamish, his shiduchim, his entire life, his family, whatever it may be. We have to realize that the Rebbeinu Shlomo gave us a moedik koyach, and we should use the koyach properly. As Be'ezah Hashem, with the siyata d'shmaya, that a person tries, and he shows the Rabbeinu Shalom that I'm emistic of trying to work on my dibur, to work on my speech, to work on my lashon hara, emes, shaka, onus, tomorrow, b'chulei, as a mayor of Rabbeinu Shalom will give him a murder because siyata d'shmaya to be matzliach in these halachos.